Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here with Jack Smith from Pure IT Credit Union Services at FinTech Meetup with about, I don't know, 1 million other people, Jack?
I mean, it's insane. It's like, I think there's 2,000 people here. And this speed meeting thing that we're doing right now, that you're filming, is incredible. Like, I have had back-to-back-to-back meetings, and I think I have 25 scheduled, and it's been fun. Like, every meeting's great. Like, every conversation is exciting. People are doing some really cool stuff.
Tell me about the meeting that you had with the lady from Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. I met Slavonka, and I can't say her last name, so I'm sorry, Slavonka, if you see this. But has created some really cool low-code software to help digitize credit unions. And great story. I mean, she built her business in the Ukraine after the war started. Obviously, her business started to dry up. She's moved to Canada, the United States. She's now in a credit union in CUSO. But just hearing her story and hearing about the software that she's created, and the thing that was really exciting for me as a credit union advocate was that it's low code, no code, which means that small credit unions could actually utilize it because you wouldn't have to have developers. So that was exciting. So we're going to pursue that. I mean, every conversation I've had here has been like, I get so excited because as Pure IT, we like to consult and help credit unions find best of breed things. And when you run into things and you're like, I know credit unions that could use that. I know credit unions that could use that. So for me, it's exciting just because I get to hear about all this cool software. I mean, the things that people are building and doing. So
that's your big why you're here? So
yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons. I think the other reason I'm here is obviously to meet credit unions and banks for Pure IT. But yeah, really it's to find, to help our clients to meet new companies, right? We like to be on the cutting edge and know what's coming out. So for me, this was like a great opportunity to do that.
No doubt. Have you been to any sessions? Or are you going to go to any sessions?
I'm going to go tomorrow, but I've not been yet. Okay. I speak on Wednesday.
Actually. Oh!
Yeah.
It's curated, right?
Yes, it's curated. Yeah. Me and Steve Sokup, the CEO of
Defense Storm,
and Joe Goodry, who's the CIO of Union Square Credit Union, we're all three going to be on stage talking about the strategy, the transformation of that credit union, how they've integrated fraud, how they've integrated cybersecurity. So it's going to be a really cool. So I feel that's the real reason I got invited. I was called and asked to speak, and then I was like, yeah, I'll come to FinTech Media. This sounds great. And now I've been pleasantly blown away.
Yeah, me too.
Pleasantly blown away.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're going to have to go here pretty soon.
We got 5 minutes. Well, Jack, you got 5 minutes to share with, what else is going on with Pure IT these days? Do you want to share with us stuff you guys are doing?
Yeah, we've done a really big refocus this year on trying to get out and meet new credit unions and do assessments and really focus on that because of the pandemic. There were 2 years where we were literally not able to go to credit unions and do that type of work. And so a lot of the work we did for those 2 years was actually moving credit unions into the cloud or helping them get virtual desktops so they can work from home, but they were already our current customer base for the most part. What we've seen over the last 6 months is a whole bunch of new credit unions that were coming on board with Pure IT because we can now actually go in, do the assessments, get on board. I mean, so it's been a great push for us in that way.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm probably most excited about is that my junior leaders are moving up into positions. I mean, if I'm talking about the company, right, it's like Aaron Hicks, who I think you know, and Robbie Wright, and Delia Guerdo, and Stacey Hastings. Like, watching us grow as a company, but having our junior people now move into leadership positions and being able to help mentor and watch them, they mentor me too. But it's phenomenal. Like, that's the most exciting thing right now for me personally, because you're getting to develop and grow people, and for me, that's always a blast.
Yeah,
and so I'm just excited because we're a stable, growing company, right? And it's been 6 years now, and it seems like yesterday. So I remember the first time I did an interview with you at the Correlation Conference. Like, I mean, that just seems not that long ago.
I know, yesterday.
Yeah, so no, it's been phenomenal. And then obviously Janicy, which we spun out, is doing great. Kyle has done a phenomenal job with that, and Masako, and Tina, and Terry, they are doing great stuff. And we are adding clients very quickly right now. Not only fintechs, but financial institutions. We're actually having credit unions see the value in having that connection on their side so that when a fintech comes in, they can just go, oh, just write to that. I don't have to do anything.
Was that the initial? I mean, was that something you discovered later on? Or was that kind of
we always knew that credit unions needed, but we thought that they would be looking for use cases. In other words, they would find software and then go, oh, wow, we need an API. And so, but what we're finding is the very strategic and smart forward-thinking ones are actually going, we already know we're going to buy software. We already know that we're going to have this issue. Let's just get on the platform. Because we're not going to charge them that much when they're not using it yet. It's just to get on it. But then once they start getting these connections, it makes their world a lot easier. And so, show at Union Square. He saw it. He was like, I want to take my credit union into the future, and I can't do it in its current state without a platform to integrate. So, I don't know if I can say their name, but Great Lakes, we're talking to them about it as well. And so there's other credit unions in Arnett that see the value and are going, we want to be on the platform and bring our software vendors to write to us instead of us having to figure out or hire developers or... So it's...
Well, that gives them a lot of freedom to do what they need to do to be progressive, right?
That's
so
it,
that's
right?
The whole thing. I mean,
you want to be strategic. You don't want to waste your time having to do the grunt work. You want to actually take advantage of it. So that's what we're trying to do.
They can choose what they
want
to do.
That's exactly right.
Good stuff. All right, Jack. Anything else to add, sir?
No, I have a minute 34. It says on the big timer.
There's a timer that's bigger than us, behind us, so yeah.
But thank you, Mike. It's been great seeing you.
Oh, my gosh.
And how many people are you interviewing? Well, I mean, you probably have 25 interviews, like back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm tired already. This is only my number five. So, I'm exhausted. But you gave me a shot of energy, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done. Jack Smith, everybody, PRIT Credit Union Services, and go check out JNUC as well.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.